Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
We've recently switched format just within the last month. Generally speaking, this 9 o'clock hour historically had been our open line hour, our open home hour, but we've switched that. We've taken our 10 o'clock hour, where we spent the hour talking something specific about the house, and we've moved that at 9 o'clock. And why the reason for that is we have guests that we like to bring in when we feature some specific element of your home. And what we had found is trying to get that done at the very end and get all of our listeners' answers and get out of the studio and clean up the phone lines became a problem. Although our broadcast headquarters here at KTR, we've got dual studios. We don't have to clear the studio for the program behind us because they've got another studio, a very nice alternating system. But the phone lines are the same. And we've got 3 minutes to clear and get off the line so that the next program can get their callers on. So it just became this follow-up nightmare that we've had. So we've switched those hours, and this is our On the House Hour. If you get our newsletter or follow our blog, you know today we're talking stucco. Probably 85% of the exterior surfaces of the homes out there have stucco on it, Doug.
Yeah, there's a large ocean of stucco in Arizona, that's for sure.
Well, we've got abundant supply of material for that.
Yes, we do.
We've got Doug Diedrich with Stucco Renovations joining us in studio to talk stucco. If you've got a stucco question, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Texts can be sent to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. What do you think makes stucco so popular for the Southwest?
Durability. It truly is a long-lasting project or product that you put on over the top of framing or block or metal studs. So it's long-lasting, and it protects the house or the structure really well.
Properly applied. That's the key.
Yes, it is.
How do we properly apply stucco? And I'm a big do-it-yourself guy, but when I built the home, I had your guys come stucco right now. Most of them are going on to a wood frame structure. You know, mine was the Integra masonry block wall.
Right.
If I'm building anything for myself, it's masonry.
Right. My home's masonry as well. Yeah, we built it in 2008 or 9, so we've lived in one for 30 years, so it's a great product to go over the top of. It's stable. It doesn't crack like frame houses because it's not moving and expanding and contracting quite as much.
Once that masonry unit is cured, it's cured.
Yes.
Wood-framed home, the wood's constantly absorbing or drying out moisture, and that creates movement, and the weight loads are different, but that's still the way majority of them are built and what people have. So let's talk about the proper application. What if you've got a wood frame home with a stucco exterior? Here's what should have happened.
Yeah, what should have happened is the framing makes the project, in all honesty. If it's a well-framed house, it'll give you a good finish for a long time. There's a lot of ways of doing it. We prefer to have the house completely sheathed rather than open stud and sheathed in structural points only. Because when you have it framed that way, it's engineering-wise, it's acceptable and it's strong and all the above, but it gives you multiple layers of product from our standpoint that you have to put on. The half-inch depth difference between a sheathed wall and an open stud wall creates a need for either 1-inch foam in the over the open studs, which is a code, and then 1/2 inch on the others, and then you can't brick stack it because it butt joints. And so the proper way you start with an underlayment and a drip screed at the bottom, and then you, in this particular case, you would put an expanded polystyrene foam, which is really firm and it's very hard, and then you put wire over it and nail it on and apply a fiber reinforced One Coat, and the name here in Arizona, it's Western One Coat, and that's from Western Blended Products here in Glendale. And then you water cure it, which is incredibly important.
Now, before we get to the water curing, I want to address sheathing first. We had a caller in the, I think it was Estancia area, off of 303 in like Happy Valley. He was having a home built in that area. His home is not being sheathed. He sees other homes being sheathed. And he was, am I missing something by not finishing? What we're talking about is after the wood, whether it's 16 on center or 24 foot on center. I've even seen now people that are using a 2x6 top and bottom plate and using 2x4 studs. And every other stud is lined up to either the front or the back.
Oh, inside, outside.
And so when they do the foam insulation, they're not, they're reducing that thermal bridge from the outside to the inside. Builders that are trying to go to this net zero certification, that's one technique I've seen them use. Okay. And I look at that and I think that's smart.
Right.
And that's a neat idea. Why don't you just stack blocks? It's an awful lot of effort to just, as opposed to just stacking some blocks, but whatever. The outside of that, the corners have to be sheathed in plywood or OSB.
Right.
But you don't have to do the whole house. But in case of deferred maintenance on your stucco and moving, it's better to sheathe the entire house.
Yeah, from our standpoint, it is. I'm a renovator by trade. We do a lot of repair, restoration, and renovation work where we come in and the people are either living in the home or working in the building or the shopping center that we're working on. And it's amazing how many different substrates we find from the old fiber cellutex boards to plywood to T111, T100. They just had them laying around, so they used them. So if I'm doing on a new home, I'd prefer to have the sheeting there. It just gives you a level. And stucco cracks no matter what we do because of the movement underneath it when you're going over a wood frame. And when you create an offset in the depth of the system, there is a naturally occurring weakness at that point. And so I'm just not a big fan of not completely sheeting the house. Again, I know it's engineering-wise, it's acceptable. Certainly saves the homeowner quite a bit of money. But from my standpoint, I'd rather have it. And actually, when we see one that's partially sheeted, we don't do the work. I don't want to have a problem start at the beginning that I already know about.
Because you've got to warranty that.
Correct.
As a licensed contractor, we're all held to a two-year minimum, which
right.
We've said it's been a while since we've covered this, and this will be my last cheap shot at wood-framed homes. But in Germany, you've got to warranty your work for 50 years.
Wow.
If we did that in Arizona, you wouldn't see a wood-framed home go up.
No.
Homes that were already started in one frame, they'd take that wood down and they'd start stacking block right away if they had to warranty that for 50 years.
Yeah, you certainly, that's the case. We've actually opened up 40 and 50-year-old buildings, and they've been cracking for 40 or 50 years under a wood frame. And it's just a naturally occurring deal. You take a real non-flexible cement and put it on top of a wood structure that's expanding and contracting daily, it's something's going to give. And usually it's the stucco. It's not the drywall.
I'm looking for it. It's in one of my notes. I missed it, but there I brought it in. I think it's actually in True West Magazine because it was talking about a hike you could go on to see ruins. And here it is. These homes, it's called Keat Seal. It's a 17-mile hike you have to schedule with a ranger to walk in on. But you can go back there and still see masonry homes that are dated 1250 AD.
Right.
Thousands of years old.
Right. Right. If you go around the Southwest, you'll find 1,500 missions that were built by the Spanish missionaries that all have stucco on them, and they're all adobe block. So, you know, it's a long lasting, as long as you maintain it, it should hold up for a lifetime.
And then for any for the majority that aren't on that and they're on the wood frame, the things we have to look for when we're trying to find, talk about the maintenance things that come along with it that we have to keep an eye out for and annually check and inspect.
Well, a good paint job will serve you really, really well. And water curing, as we touched on a minute ago, is beyond important from our perspective. It gets your pH down. It allows your cement product to shrink slowly, dry, and cure correctly. There's a lot of communities here that are thrown up in a boom, and the stucco goes on, you know, the first coat goes on Monday, the second coat goes on Tuesday, and the paint goes on Wednesday because of guaranteed delivery dates for homeowners who are moving out of other homes. So the guys take the chance and roll the dice that they won't have any problems down the road. And there's communities that are soft. I can take a plastic tip pin and stick it in the wall through the stucco. And that's just a lack of taking time to water cure and let the stucco cure and then wait 28 days from finish to paint.
Now, when I'm curing concrete on a flat pour, doing a foundation, mm-hmm. we throw tarps out. Mm-hmm. In the old days, we used to go out there with a hose and you'd have someone standing out
sure.
there. And Tim McPherson said, you know what? If you use tarps, that's actually better because you don't have this dry out period of hosing and unhosing, and you don't right. have to pay somebody to stand out there.
Right.
You buy a tarp, and you're going to get 100 uses out of it mm-hmm. before you got to throw it away and buy a new one. It'll just gradually wear out.
Right.
And we did that on my home, and when I saw that, I thought this is a better way to do it instead of going out there and hose it. But tarping a whole house would be pretty hard for the walls.
Yes, it's hard to do. We tarp them in the exterior of the scaffolding when the sun's really hot and bright, and we need to protect it for the product to set and be worked properly. But if you water cure it, we just say soak it down. And there's kind of a science to it. We're old guys. All my guys are in their 40s basically, and they've been doing this for 20 plus years. And there's a slow cure, water cure way where you run the water substantially slower and let the water sheet down all the way to the bottom, and you keep a wet edge and just keep walking. Parapet homes are much easier to do than gables or hips because you can walk around with the hose at the top and not do much.
Yeah, a lot of the California style where the stucco goes into, like you said, the eave and it ties into the roof,
right.
it creates a separation away
right.
from the wall that you right. can't get that tarp on.
Right, right. And it's so if you keep it hydrated, we, by recommendation of the Cement Council, you're supposed to keep it water cured for 48 hours and then let it sit. And depending on the finish, you wait a certain amount of time to apply the finish, and then you water cure the finish and the base coat all together again for a certain amount of hours, 48, 72, whatever is required.
Now, when you're driving from job to job, what are you riding in?
Oh, I drive an F-350 Ford pickup with a 6.7 diesel.
What year is that?
It's a 2017.
How many miles you have on it?
Right now, about 60,000. I drive a lot.
Mine is a 2011 6.7 250. That's not my daily drive around, but my daily drive around is a F-150.
Okay.
The 250 we use a lot for rodeo and heavy hauling. I'm in it today because I'm picking up hay going home.
Okay.
Talk about a truck and a machine made for hauling.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fantastic. I have dump trailers and everything we have. You throw a pallet of cement in the back of your truck, and you've got, quite honestly, you got close to 5,000 pounds. And then you put me in there, it's about 6,000 pounds. So
I say
I'm a pretty
it all,
good size guy.
I say it all the time. If you want to know what to drive, you look around rodeos, you look around construction
yes.
sites, and you pick it in Arizona. It's Sanderson Ford Country.